I'm J.A. Adande. Next week on Only a Game, how the Atlanta Dream's Nikki Collins stepped out of her husband's shadow and won WNBA Coach of the Year honors. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with this week's sports news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, J.A.
Charlie, Bryce Harper has signed with the Philadelphia Phillies for a reported $330 million over 13 years. It's the richest free agent deal in the history of team sports. Is this a good deal for all involved?
I think so, but wasn't Philadelphia one of the places that Bryce Harper said he didn't want to go?
Until they made out a list, and the list included $300 million or so.
Well, not just that, but his contract doesn't allow him to be traded, and it doesn't allow the team to opt out. So he's going to do the full 13 years of luxurious incarceration with the Phillies.
Yeah, there is a great story by Tom Verducci in Sports Illustrated that kind of detailed all the negotiations that went into this. And according to Harper's agent, Scott Boras, the prime motivation for him was he wanted to be in one place for the duration, for the rest of his career, so to speak, certainly through his prime.
Good for him. I mean, it looks like a deal that would benefit both. I mean, obviously, Philadelphia wants him there for the 13 years. So, you know, when he finally does go into the Hall of Fame, he's going to go in with a Phillies cap, I guess.
Well, Charlie, on Monday night, James Harden's streak of scoring 30 points or more in a game ended at 32. Harden finished with 28 points that night. How did the Atlanta Hawks shut him down?
Well, they shut him down to 28. I mean, but the great thing was he was 2 points away from continuing the streak. Not on our watch, said the Atlanta Hawks. They quadruple teamed him on the last possession. Houston was 8 points ahead. They were going to win anyway. So all he got to do was dribble. He never did get a chance to put one up to continue the streak.
Well, he came back and dropped 58 points in a game against the Miami Heat. So he almost went, okay, you're going to hold me to 30. I'm going to double 30 the next time out, practically.
Yeah, that's terrific. He took out on the Heat what he wanted to do to the Hawks. I don't know if that's fair either. But he's having an MVP season. I mean, he's just been better than terrific.
Charlie, Johnny Manziel wasn't just cut by the Montreal Alouettes this week. He was banned by the entire Canadian Football League. With new football leagues popping up all over the United States, will Manziel get another chance?
I have no idea. I guess maybe if you were dying for a gate attraction, you might give him a try. This is moving towards the tragic. I mean, because clearly he was cut and banned from the CFL for violating the character clauses in his contract. I'm not saying what they are, but it's not hard to imagine. He was a real star in college at Texas A&M. I remember seeing him in the Cotton Bowl. He was charismatic. He was talented. And he just got eaten alive by what Joni Mitchell calls a star-making machinery. And, you know, now he's got no place else to go, really.
Charlie, the Buffalo Bills managed to make an appearance in Michael Cohen's congressional testimony this week with an allegation that Donald Trump inflated his net worth in an attempt to buy the NFL team. So what if the Buffalo Bills wind up being the loose thread that unravels a presidency?
You know, I was at the hearings in Washington, and my ears just went straight up to the top of my head when I heard that. Because we've all known for years that Donald Trump wanted to buy into the NFL and that the NFL doesn't want any part of him. It was during the questioning about whether or not he inflated his assets to essentially commit bank fraud and get a loan from Deutsche Bank. And Michael Cohen said he was trying to inflate the value to get a loan to buy the Buffalo Bills. Talk about a franchise that can't buy a break.
Can't win. He's been quoted as saying if he had bought the franchise, then he wouldn't have competed for the presidency. And we wouldn't be using the words President Donald Trump right now. Maybe Colin Kaepernick would have remained employed in the NFL if Donald Trump was a team owner.
Yeah, but you also have to remember that Donald Trump is responsible for an entire league going out of business. So I don't think I think most of any alternate history that doesn't include, you know, severe financial reversals isn't quite believable.
Danielle Gibson is a softball player for the University of Arkansas, and she hit for a cycle last weekend. Some of our listeners will be thinking, so what? Plenty of players do that. But there's an interesting twist to Gibson's accomplishment, right?
She hit the home run cycle. She hit a home run in four consecutive innings, which you can do in softball because of the number of runs that people score. But that is an unprecedented feat, I guess. It's only happened once in professional baseball. And it was done, by the way, for another guy from Arkansas, a guy named Tyrone Horn, in 1998 for the Arkansas Travelers. It's never been done in MLB, and it's only happened once in softball before that. But nobody ever hit the home run cycle in consecutive innings. Danielle, good for you.
I was watching the highlights, and, you know, here's a two-run homer and a three-run homer and a grand slam. And that was amazing in its own right, right?
Right.
I'm thinking, wow, what an incredible performance. And I'm just kind of thinking, I thought that was the reason that we were seeing the highlight. You know, all those home runs and
yep.
runs batted in was remarkable enough. And I just kind of thought, well, God, wouldn't it be amazing if she could actually hit for the home run cycle? And then lo and behold, she did it with the solo home run. And the next at bat was absolutely extraordinary.
I was amazed by how extraordinary it was.
And finally, Charlie, while in spring training, New York Mets outfielder Brandon Nimmo suffered an injury, and it's one of the weirder ones we've heard about.
He cooked himself some chicken, didn't quite cook it long enough, and wound up with food poisoning. Guy's 25, though. He should either know how to cook a chicken at this point or know where KFC is.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce from time to time at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us here each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, J.A.
Have you subscribed to the Only a Game podcast yet? It's the best way to make sure you never miss an episode. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, leave us a review. It will help other listeners find our show.